This goes to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Barbara Faust, F-O-U-S-T. Date of birth is July 13th of 1943. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Faust with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, lithium nephropathy, hypertension, and a permanent pacemaker. Her last visit was September 20th of 2022, and she is accompanied by her daughter today. She does ambulate with a walker. She has been recently diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and has been started on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. It seems to be working well, and she's not having episodes of excessive bleeding or bleeding of any type. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion, none currently at rest, no wheezing, cough, or sputum production, no vomiting or dysphagia. She has lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months. She has chronic diarrhea without blood or melena, and occasional incontinence. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Her pacemaker is on the left side. It's non-tender. No orthopnea or PND. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's also on Rocaltrol 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. She's still on lithium 300 milligram twice a day, Synthroid 112 microgram daily, glimepiride 1 milligram a day, Tylenol for pain, Imodium daily, and vitamin D 5,000 units once a month. Physical exam, weight is 204 pounds, pulse 85, blood pressure is 130 over 62. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular currently, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 6th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.25 with estimated GFR of 44. Electrolytes are normal. Her calcium is 9.7, albumin is 3.5. Stool for occult blood was negative. That was a screening test for cancer. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Rather, the creatinine levels are fluctuating between, the highest we saw was 1.5 in March of 22, but usually between 1.1 and 1.25 is the range she's been in for over a year. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, lithium nephropathy. Four, permanent pacemaker and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. A new order was given to the patient, and an order was sent to the Lakeview lab. She will continue to follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.